WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
We are on the fast lane of fast lane, which is a couple weeks away, maybe 3 weeks away, as we gear up for the next premium live event for World Wrestling Entertainment, the first Monday Night Raw under a new era. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211 chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle at the bottom of the screen. There's also September, which means new subs for this month are 25% off for 1 month and 3 months, and for 6 months, you can get 30% off. It's a bargain right now on twitch.tv/WTRLive. You can also use credit card Rocket Soccer Lin 7 Wood in the Fortnite item shop when you buy all your DC skins and everything else that they have, because hashtag gimmick partners. I'm the producer, so Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward.
It's the first Monday Night Raw of the Endeavor era, and surprisingly, it's pretty calm. Nothing crazy, nothing gimmicky, nothing out of the ordinary, just standard Monday Night Raw stuff, which I think we all can welcome and appreciate and, you know, like, because
I think we'll all take it, the stage of the game.
We'll all take it.
We will all take it at this stage of the game. Monday Night Raw featured a wide range of action, including Kofi Kingston taking on Ivar, with Kofi getting the win. It was supposed to be a 2 out of 3 falls tag team match, but apparently Eric was not able to be cleared for action tonight, so it turned into a one-on-one affair. It was a good match with Kofi getting
the
win.
It was a very good match.
Yeah, very enjoyable. Good to see Kofi get time in the ring. It's been a minute since he's had long matches that aren't tag team matches, so it was good. Ivar, too.
Yeah, same. Yeah, for both of them. They haven't gotten singles in quite a while. At least since Kofi's been back, I feel like.
And he's only been back a short time.
So it's been a hot minute. But this is very good. This is very entertaining. It's nice that they got a chance to shine.
Bronson Reed took on Chad Gable. They both had a little confrontation backstage because, you know, Gable's trying to get back into a title picture. He was talking to Leon Pierce about it, and he's just not going to schedule him right in. And then, you know, Reed wants to tell him to get to the back of the line. So they had a match. Bronson Reed got the win.
Bronson Reed flew.
He did flew. He flew. But yeah, I think that's a good thing right now. I think they got to cool Chad Gable off a tiny bit, because they got to get other contenders in, which includes Tommaso Ciampa. He said he decided to play the long game. He'd be patient once he arrived on Raw. He said he waited and waited for his opportunity, and his patience became a crutch. He said you have to create your own opportunities. Ciampa said Gunther has what he wants, and that is the Intercontinental Championship. It led to Tommaso Ciampa taking on Giovanni Vinci, and he took out Giovanni Vinci with the Sicilian stretch and got the win. Giovanni sold it. He looked, he was out on his feet for a while. That was good.
Yeah, but Kaiser was none too happy with Giovanni.
Neither probably was Gunther, wherever he may have been.
Taking the night off, enjoying himself, relaxing. But yeah, poor Giovanni. This was good, though. This was entertaining. Like, it's nice that Giovanni got to shine a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he kind of doesn't. He's sort of, there's like Gunther, and then there's Kaiser, and then there's dear Giovanni, who just is there. Bless him. But again, please don't break up Imperium. This is all they have. When I say they, I mean Giovanni and Kaiser, because Gunther's going to be fine.
Gunther will be fine no matter what. So Piper and Chelsea were being interviewed, and they talked about facing Zoe and Shayna. Green said, Baszler and Stark are not even a real team. Green said the key to being a team is friendship, and she and Piper and Niven are friends. Niven was
are
like,
they though?
Was not so sure, and asked what country she's from, and Green goes, Florida?
I mean, it could qualify as country.
There's Florida, and then there's Scotland, which is where she's from, so a little bit of a difference. But Chelsea plays the segment well.
Yeah, they did the segment very well, but, you know, I mean, technically Florida is an entity unto itself. It's kind of like Texas in that regard, so it's not super wrong.
Chelsea and Piper took on Shayna and Zoe, ended in a no contest. When Nia Jax interfered, attacked Chelsea, attacked Shayna, dropped her with the Annihilator.
Good pun.
Mm-hmm. The division is on notice, and she's going to take out anyone she sees, apparently.
Okay. All right. Well, like we said last week, as long as she's showing up and she's willing to work and she's willing to go, I don't have a problem with this, like, at all. I think it's going to be fine. It's, let's give this a chance, let's see how this goes, and go from there. But if she's not going to do the thing, then
Here we are. Natalya answered the open challenge of the brand new NXT Women's Champion, Becky Lynch, who basically said she's out here to elevate the title, elevate the division, and wants to fight new people. But Natty is not new. Becky told her, you've had many opportunities. And then she accused Becky of stepping on all the NXT women for her opportunity. Called her hypocritical ginger witch.
Which is strong words for Natty.
Those are strong words. So you had Natty and Becky for the NXT Women's Championship. Becky got the win.
This was good. I enjoyed this. I really liked Natty's gear. I don't know if I've seen it before. I don't remember. But it looks really good on her. So stick with that, because she was doing the cat suits for a long time, and there was, like, varying results on that, but this looks really good on her.
Okay.
They did a nice job.
Ricochet was being interviewed, so that he's nobody's pawn. He said, if Nakamura wants to play games, then they will. He's the cheat code, and the game will be over tonight. It was Shinsuke versus Ricochet. Shinsuke came to the ring, Seth Rollins came to the ring, but security held him back. It led to Shinsuke and Ricochet having their match. Shinsuke got the win, but via disqualification. So as Ricochet attacked with a chair, Seth Rollins would come out from the barricade, but his back got damaged even more. And then he started acting like a crazy man backstage, saying, Nakamura can have his match anytime, anywhere, whatever stipulation he wants. He just wants to get his hands in the ring with Shinsuke Nakamura.
Seth's starting to lose his cool a little bit. He's starting to, you know, I think Shinsuke's getting in his head just a touch, just a tad. So, this is heating up. It's getting good, y'all. But yeah, the match between Shinsuke and Ricochet, can't complain about that at all. I would watch that again. But yeah, all the stuff with Seth. And Seth being surprisingly conservative in his dress tonight. He wore just an all-black suit with no shirt.
I like how that was conservative for him.
It's conservative for Seth, considering what he wears, his fashion choices. Come on.
Fair.
I mean, this is the man that wore a lace jumpsuit.
But then you look at the sunglasses he was wearing after in the interview. I mean, there's your extra.
Well, yeah, because he was being extra at that point. But his hair was all pulled back before, and he was in a black suit. Yeah, so could we be seeing this change in Seth Rollins?
Quite possibly, we'll have to see. But Monday Night Raw opened up with Cody Rhodes, who was interrupted by Dominic Mysterio. Every time he talked, he was being booed. He said, Judgment Day's been dominant. He said, Rhea isn't here because she was injured by Nia Jax. Dom then talked about how how Rhea will be back soon, and he was dedicating his victory to Mommy. Cody then asked the crowd, did you hear him? And they're like, no. And then he mentioned some things. Maybe it's time for them to define their relationship. He talked about how Urkel and Lara Winslow had an Urkel and Lara Winslow vibe, meaning Dom was more into Rhea than she is into him. He may mention that Rhea has eyes for Jey Uso. Tom's like, no, and Dodge Judgment Day's family, they will all have each other's back, and it doesn't matter whatever Cody's saying. Out came Damian and Finn, which took us to Cody and Dom having a quick little match with Cody getting the win. We'll stop there. You react to that because there's more to come.
I enjoyed this. I would look forward to a full-blown feud between these two for sure, because this would be really good, especially as Dominic matures in the sense that he gets older. Yes. All the yes. Yes, this would be very good. I don't think Mommy and Dominic need to define their relationship. I think we all pretty much get the gist of what's going on here. We all know. So read the room? I don't know. But this is all very good.
Do we know if Rhea is really hurting or just trying to sell the attack? I would 100% believe she's selling the attack.
Yeah, she's just selling it.
Because if you're going to bring back Nia and she's going to do what she did, you have to kind of sell it to put Nia over. Rhea's fine.
Yeah, she'll be okay.
So after the match, there was a 3-on-1 going after Kevin, after Cody. When Kevin and Sammy made the save, Cody leaves and Kevin's like, hey, we need to talk about something. So go to break, we come back, we're ready to talk about it. Owens talked about the story of Jey being Raw because of Cody, and he wanted to know why Cody thought it was a good idea to bring Jey Uso to Monday Night Raw and into their locker room. He wanted it more for him. He said for a lot of people in the back who want to know the same thing. Cody said a lot of fans probably are, because Jey makes the fans happy. Cody's had a lot of roles, so he knows one of them is to make the fans happy. Cody said Jey is one of the best in the world and deserves a second chance. Time to show that he's changed. Cody's been given many second chances in his career. He said that the Bloodline are also down a member, and what's bad about that? Sammy chimed in. Didn't want to pile on, but he's known to Owen since day one. It takes him more time to warm up to people. Zayn said, you and I have had, given each other second chances, and we should do the same for Jey. Kevin says he's on the verge of joining Judgment Day, but hopes Cody and Sammy are right about him. I'll just forget that he cost you, Sammy, your title opportunity in Montreal. Cody, I'll just forget that he cost you the World Heavyweight title or the WWE Universal title at WrestleMania. I'll forget that he, cost me the championship 5 different times over the last 3 years. I'll just forget all about that. Just forget about it. Just gonna forget about it all. Just gonna wipe the slate clean and start anew.
It's cool, right? Like, it's totally fine.
It's water on the bridge. He just hopes they're right about it. It's just hopes. You just hope that's a thing. So they were backstage and Kevin just sort of been done with it all. him and Sammy left the building tonight because, they weren't needed because they didn't have a match. But Kevin just sort of was done, and because Jey came up to him and they were yelling back and forth, and
Kevin just needs to work on his trust issues. That's all.
It's just a lot of trust issues.
I mean, to be fair, he had similar trust issues with Sammy, so
It kind of worked out. Should have mentioned that Dragon Lee was at ringside during the Dom match. Because there'll be Dom and Dragon Lee next week on Monday Night Raw for the NXT North American Championship.
Find it interesting that they're defending all the NXT titles on Raw.
It's called Elevation to a Third Brand.
Yep.
Because you want more money for TV contracts.
Yep. I just think it's cool, that's all.
It's cool. Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre was your main event on Monday Night Raw. You had the rest of Judgment Day at ringside. Drew got the win. Whole big thing
after a massive, and I mean massive, assist from Judgment Day.
From Judgment Day. Judgment Day was encouraging Jey to join them, and he won the answer, and they were trying to give him the pep talk and everything, and he super kicks them, leading to taken out by Claymore kick. Then it became a 3-on-1 beatdown of Jey Uso. As Drew McIntyre walks away, fans boo. He stops, looks back. Dramatic pause. Is he going to do it? Is he going to have a change of heart? Is he going to accept Jey Uso? Before we can get that answer, Cody Rhodes made the save.
Cody's like, God damn it, all of you.
Cody helped clear the ring, and Cody and Jey Uso stood tall to end Monday Night Raw.
So Cody's on trying to get Jay the forgiveness. We'll see if he can actually do it, because... And to be fair, there's a lot to atone for. Even though Jay was a victim of the bloodline, there's still a lot of shit he did willingly. So...
Yeah.
He might be apologizing for a while.
He's got to atone to a lot of people. And I think that's going to be the theme of Monday Night Raw for a while. It's him trying to make amends.
And then right as he gets accepted, something happens.
And I think we're building to Cody and Drew.
I think we are too, which is fine.
I'd like to see Cody and Drew at Fastlane.
I wouldn't complain about that.
I think that'll be a really good match. But that's Monday Night Raw.
That is Monday Night Raw. A very, very, very solid offering for the first Raw under the Endeavor era. So as long as we keep this up, it'll be fine.
It will indeed be fine. But I'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, it's Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion topic. I don't know what it'll be yet, but we'll have one. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, midnight, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it's CB Radio. As we're on the road, 800 episodes. We'll have the finale of the pickup line Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, plus a new debate.
Wait, he gets to do more?
Yeah, because my internet went out towards the end of the show.
Oh no!
So he gets to finish it off on Saturday.
Brent has to finish. He's been edged, y'all.
He has
to finish.
He got so close, but yet so far.
Rock just edged Brent, and he's keeping him on edge all week. That's mean.
Because tomorrow is technically Pirate Day.
Oh no, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yar. Anyway.
Yar.
Yar. Anyways, before that's Fortnite with friends. Sunday, they should all be back in town and ready to go. It's WTR, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Is that Wild Talk Radio on Twitter? Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link. Your Twitch account is called Prime Game Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. It is September, which means it's the first month for Earth. 1 month and 3 month subs are 25% off. 6 months are 30% off by clicking the purple button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocksock or
Lynn's Imward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-A-N-S-W-R-D. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I stream mostly Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. For you Honkai Star Rail fans, the banners flip on Wednesday. We get a brand new character, so use that creator code then. Or for 4.1 Genshin, which comes out next week, we get two new characters, which I'll be rolling for both of them. So I'll be using those creator codes in the Epic Game Store because I'm going to be spending money. But you should too! Because hashtag Epic Partners. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTubes, and you can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night. Long airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.